If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
Good Sunday morning, and welcome to Hot Topics, a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department on Duval's Only R&B. Here's Julie Morgan.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Julie Morgan. Today, I'm joined by the president of the Jacksonville chapter of the Lynx Incorporated, a service organization that is international. One of their messages is get out and vote. We're also going to find out about the history of the organization and their five facets. Please join me in welcoming Kenyon Dimps to the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell me this. What is the Lynx?
The Lynx is an international service and friendship organization of women committed to enhancing the quality of life in the community through civic, social, and intercultural activities.
So let's talk about some of those activities. Let's talk about some of the programs that you guys have. You said that you're a service organization. So tell me about some of those services.
Well, first, I'd like to share that the Lynx Incorporated is 70 years old. We are just getting ready to celebrate our 70th birthday. And so we have chapters to over 250 chapters across the world. There are two chapters locally, and my chapter, the Jacksonville chapter of Lynx Incorporated, happy birthday to us next month on November 13th. The Lynx is broken down into five facets. Those facets consist of health and human services, international trends and services, national trends and services, services to youth, and the arts. And so for any of our members, they can always go from one facet to another based on their passion and their interests and what they really have a zest for. Some of the things that we have done, I mean, it goes from A through Z, but let's start on the national level, because our national office really gives us a great sense of guidance of what we can do under each facet and how we can do it. They connect us with partners as well as resources, because their goal is to make sure that we are providing as much service as possible in our communities. So on the national level, we have a partnership with NAACP, for example. And one of the things that the national office has spearheaded, and it's trickled down to the local chapters, is the need to get out there and vote, to share your word, and to dispel the myth of your vote does not count, because it does count. So recently, we have been guided to pledge to vote. We've partnered with NAACP and we have pledge cards. So our members are saying, we're going to get out there and vote, and we're going to bring a friend or more than two along with us. Another thing that we are doing through our national office is through AARP. And AARP, we have partnered with them as far as financial workshops on reverse mortgages and items that could help senior citizens live better and live longer in their homes. The third thing that our national office has recently shared, of course, we have many things going on. The third thing is our initiative to help countries like Jamaica and Haiti. In January 2017, this would be our second time actually visiting, but we have built wells, we've built schools, we have sent thousands of oral care supplies as well as school supplies. You can always find more information about the Lynx through the lynxinc.org, and it gives you a plethora of information on our facets and our programs, our leadership, and good things that's going on within the Lynx. Now, from a local standpoint, our chapter is fortunate enough where We won a national award 2 years ago for our program at Butler Middle School. We had been working with Butler 6, maybe even 7 years, and we created a program called GEMS, Girls Empowered and Motivated to Succeed. We worked in that school every week. Each of our members were very active on one level or another, and we mentored these girls from the time they got out of school from 6th grade up to 8th grade, and then we would recycle it back to starting with 6th graders. We were so good, and the ladies loved us so much that they really didn't want to see us go. But we are somewhat still active with them. The other program that we are working on locally is our Linkages to Life program, and that is a phenomenal program as well. As you may know, or maybe you don't know, but Linkages to Life is our organ donor program. It's something that you may not even really think about, how many people are out there that need your organ, that are waiting on the wait list. And so our organ donor program, Linkages to Life, helps us bring awareness in the community, in our community, that organs are needed. Coming up on November 13th, we are sharing in ministry at one of the local churches, and we're talking about the statistics of how many people are out there that need a lung, that need a liver, that need an organ transplant in general. It's a really good program. It's eye-awakening program, but much needed. Another program that we are working on is called Operation New Hope, and this is a fairly new program for us. We are going into our 2nd year with them, but Operation New Hope is geared around working with kids and their guardian. Their guardian could be their grandmother, it could be their mother, it could be their father, it could be just their guardian in general. And we work with these kids and these families of kids who have incarcerated parents. Very much needed. What I've learned through the program is that any child that has a parent who is incarcerated, there is a 33% chance that they will be incarcerated. And who knew that? It's not something that you really think about. You just know that that kid's parent is put behind bars, but you don't think that that kid has the likelihood of also being put behind bars. So the program is called Breaking the Cycle. We are working with these kids and these parents together sometimes. Sometimes we work with them apart just so they will know that someone cares. We bring parenting skills. We bring fun and excitement. We bring stress release skills. We bring fun things to do like hula hooping or painting just to help them understand that there is someone out there. There's a group out there that actually cares.
So it sounds like you guys are involved in quite a bit.
Yes, we are.
Hot 99.5, keeping you up to date with what's happening in the community. This is Hot Topics on Hot 99.5.
Tell me about November 13th. The Jacksonville chapter will have been around for how many years at that point?
50 years.
Wow, that is a big one. I don't know what they call that in anniversary terms. Golden, maybe? I don't know.
I think it is gold because we're wearing gold and white.
Oh, man, that's going to be
nice. That's a long time, huh?
Yeah.
50 years.
So tell me, how are you guys going to celebrate?
Big. I can tell you that in August, we did a kickoff. Motown the Musical was here, and we partnered with them. We had a fantastic time. We got tickets to the event. We sold tickets to the event. And we had a reception for the cast. That was a lot of fun, taking pictures with them, sharing our stories, getting to know them a lot better. So that was our kickoff. But now is our big shebang. So November 13th at 6 o'clock, we will be at the main library, strutting our stuff and just having a good time. All of our members have been involved. We're expecting a couple hundred people to be there to celebrate with us. And our Southern Area Director will also be in town to celebrate and give words of congratulations.
That sounds so good. Actually, the Motown, the musical, the cast came in to interview here at the station. And so, yes, that had to be a wonderful, wonderful event.
It was very much so.
50 years. So 50 years of service, helping, like you said, young people. Also, especially, I thought what was interesting, we've also interviewed Operation New Hope, Breaking the Cycle, helping those young people that have parents that are incarcerated. Tell me this, the service that you guys do, and I just think about the young people, how it affects them. How does it affect you?
Well, it's our community. If something happens in your community that is not on the up, is not positive, that negativity trickles down. Of course, it messes with you emotionally. Sometimes it can mess with you physically. So it definitely has an impact on everyone.
Now, one of the things you mentioned also was voting. Get out the vote. Tell me, what are you guys, or what have you guys been doing? Because November 8th is coming very fast.
It feels like it's here. And this year is so important to get out there and have your vote count. So don't sit home and just think about it and talk about it and write about it and read about it. Get out there and vote. We need every vote to count. Despite who you're voting for, we need to do that. One of the things that we have done, we have had at least 5 voter registration drives, at least 5. And we are up to about 50 registrations. And I know some of you may be thinking, gosh, that's an awfully small number. But no, think about it. When you are out and about, you're in the mall and you see a booth and someone's sitting there and it says voter registration, do you stop? Most people keep walking. Most people keep walking. So it's not always an easy sale. So we have really encouraged people to stop by our booth, learn not only about the links, but something very, very important, and that is your right to vote. When I think about my ancestors and what they have had to go through to just get us to this point, it makes me so proud and makes me feel really passionate about, I need to get up early and get that sticker that says I voted. So I'm encouraging all of you to come out and please vote. Educate yourself. And if you're not voting for yourself, then definitely vote for somebody else. Just get up and come out and vote.
Is this a message that has been around for your organization for a while now?
Oh, yes. Always. The Lynx Incorporated is celebrating 70 years. So from existence, that has always been a part of their mission. When you think about our founders, they started this organization as two friends who wanted to give back in the community. And one of their things was, we always need to vote. We always need to make our voice heard. So from top down, from the national level, the area level, and the local levels, it's something very dear to our chapters and something that we are definitely encouraging.
And the Lynx is an organization of women of color.
For the most part, yes. 99% women of color.
And so it seems like if you think about our history, that's something that's very deep. And it should have been around since the beginning.
Exactly. And it should never go away. Despite, again, who you're voting for, it needs to always stay. We should always have some type of opinion about what the elections are about and how those parts of the elections or the issues of the elections affect us as women, affects us as African Americans, and et cetera. It should never go away.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add about the Lynx as an organization or even the message to get out and vote?
Well, I just really want to say thank you for VEEP, the Voter Education and Empowerment Partnership. They are a group of typically African Americans that are in Greek organizations or social and civic organizations. And one of the reasons why I'm here today to spread the word is really because of them. So thank you so much, Veep, for giving all of us that opportunity to spread the word of how important it is to get out there and vote. So if there's one thing that I have to say, everyone, look at yourself, look at your neighbor and say, are you going out to vote?
And give our listeners one more time your website.
Our website is thelinks.org. It's thelinks.org, O-R-G.
Thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you as well for joining us this morning on Hot Topics. We couldn't do it without you. See you next week, same time, same place. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Hot Topics on Hot 99.5. Hot Topics is a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department. For more information about the program you just heard, visit myhot995.com, then click on Hot Cares. And join us again next Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. for another edition of Hot Topics on Duval's only R&B, the new Hot 99.5.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at superiorplumbingjacks.com.